Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. As I say with every broadcast, I have no idea what time it is when you're listening to this, because this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. There's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. Before I say another word, thank you. Thank you to, well, quite a few people, not a whole hell of a lot, under 100, but hey, that's still quite a few people who help support this blog. I appreciate it enormously. I know there's a lot of people who would like to support this blog financially. They don't have the money, and I don't want their money. You know, if times are tough, and it's tough for a lot of people, I don't want their money. Their moral support, spreading the word, is more than good enough. Today's editorial, all about, well, I'll tell you what bothers me. It's not all the horrible things that are said about Donald Trump, because, well, horrible things are said about Donald Trump nonstop, and they're said all over the world, specifically in the United States of America. But what bothers me a lot is that there are a lot of conservatives who have been supporting Donald Trump, even on radio and TV stations like Fox News, who all of a sudden have bought this liberal leftist media bait that Donald Trump created some kind of a treasonous act in Helsinki while speaking to the world media, talking about his meetings with President Vladimir Putin. What do they want? What do these people expect, or what did they expect Donald Trump to do? Did they expect Donald Trump to come out and slap Putin around the head a few times? Did they expect him to embarrass the man in front of the world's media, and certainly to the Russian people, who seem to really like their leader? What did the media expect, and what did the left expect President Donald Trump to do? Did they expect Donald Trump to basically start World War III? Is that what they wanted? It's a very possible thing. It's certainly not beyond the scope of reasonableness when you're talking about the least reasonable people on the planet. But what about the conservatives? What about all the people who claim to be conservatives, who all of a sudden came out taking the same stand that the left did, that Donald Trump embarrassed America, that Donald Trump sold out his soul, that Donald Trump supported Vladimir Putin, that Donald Trump is, you fill in any of the blanks you want. The reality is Donald Trump did a fabulous job. First of all, he did a tremendous job at NATO. He did a tremendous job in England. He's done a tremendous job wherever he's been. And now all of a sudden, because he didn't go to war with Putin, he didn't try to slap him down or embarrass him, he did a poor job. Well, there is a job that was done very, very poorly, and that belongs to all the conservatives and the so-called conservative pundits, including Fox News, who didn't come to his immediate defense because he did nothing that he should have to apologize for. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com, the way radio really ought to be. And I just want to say one more time, thank you to all the people who contributed. Look, there's a lot of people who contribute just a few bucks, some people as much as $100. It's all really very warmly welcomed, and I'm extremely humbled by it. And whether you contribute money or not, it doesn't matter, because I'll continue doing what I'm doing because I love what I'm doing, and I actually think it's helping to make a difference. Until the very next broadcast, you have a great, great day. We ain't gonna-